listener production. You're listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen.
And me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you. Minnie's first day in the studio today.
Is it?
Yeah, she's never been here before. She's ticking the boxes on her, like, bucket list.
Oh, fuck, she's done a bit, this chick. She talk about Europe.
Let's talk about Europe. Minnie, Europe, before she's even won.
What I wish I did is kept every plane ticket thing.
Yes, you silly.
I just don't care usually about shit like that, but, like, it's nuts because she, I reckon, has literally been on over 30 planes.
And she's an angel.
Like, actually easily, because we've done heaps of trips in Australia. Like, so not to mention all the bloody jets. I think we counted like 17 countries, or there was like 12 countries and like 17 cities.
So crazy. We like counted down literally the minutes for like Elodie and Minnie to arrive. We kept on trying to get them to come earlier, but they wouldn't.
Well, we stayed later. We stayed a few weeks later. That was the best thing I ever did, was extend my trip.
So poor Elodie had like the worst trip into Ibiza. Her planes were delayed by so much. And then...
That's right. And then I lost my luggage. My luggage didn't arrive.
So Elodie arrived on one of the nights that Paul was playing. So it was a Wednesday night. I don't think she flew in until, what, like 11 or 10 or 11 p.m. Paul starts at 3. So...
Mate.
Oi.
What?
Lost her luggage, all right. Let's talk about what you wore that night.
Yes, let's talk about it. Someone was very generous and forthcoming with their designer clothes.
Basically what had happened, she'd lost her luggage, had no clothing, had just been through the ringer of flights, and I was like, wow, this poor chick just wants to get to Ibiza and hang with us. One of our other friends bought her a T-shirt to wear to go out to my fucking night in Ibiza, and I was like, that shirt looks like shit. I'm not letting Elodie go.
It was like, it was designer as well.
So I was feeling very generous and let her use one of my shirts, which I just don't know how that happened. You did look good, however. Oh, yeah. Real good.
That shirt was made for me. I like literally was scheming ways in which I could like
You didn't fit into any of my little tiny...
I didn't have a choice, but I was like looking at Chloe's shit and I was like, nah, fuck that. I want to wear that T-shirt. Fisher.
Yeah, so Elodie was just like, I could see her trying to like work out scheming in her brain how she could ask. She originally asked me, she's like, do you reckon I can borrow one of Paul's T-shirts? And I was like, I don't know. He wouldn't do that for me, but you should ask because I'm not asking him. And then
he must have felt really sorry for me to let me freaking borrow a Balenci.
Oh, I didn't even know that she'd been asking you. I just thought I just felt really bad the fact that she had no clothes and then she was about to wear this fucking rag out. And I was like, right.
I think you actually just offered.
I just offered. It was just so nice. I was just like, hey, Elodie, why don't you wear this? You'll look good in this.
It was just so nice, bless. It literally, I honestly couldn't believe it. And I felt like the whole night Fish would even be on stage and like we were on the stage. So you're to the left and I kept feeling like you were like you'd like glance over and be fucking looking at me with that T-shirt on, like with these eyes being like, I am watching you. Don't you spill a drop of even soda water on that thing.
Yeah, she was on her best behaviour when she wore that shirt.
What about when she was backstage with it on and just like fucking putting it over her whole setup and then just leaning back on the seat going, oh, look at what I'm doing. I'm riding the back end of your shirt. And I was just like, wow. Yeah, mate. Yeah, you wouldn't remember. And I was thinking, if you put one hole in that shirt, it's on.
Oi, there's actually already holes on the shirt. You know that.
Not in that place.
He would know what was a designer hole and what was an Elodie hole. That's
yeah,
for sure.
He would for sure know that.
No, I will forever feel very fucking blessed because I've asked to borrow it like 3 more times since then and it's a fucking hard no.
Yeah, hard no.
I did go to buy it though and then I thought, oh no, I got the pic, I got the photo. That one's been done.
Tick.
Tick. But no, it wasn't soon after that we actually jumped on our first jet, didn't we, Minnie Moo? And we went to Perucaville.
We went to actually, I think we went to 5 countries in 3 days that weekend. It was pretty crazy. We went straight to, and we brought the nanny with us. And
the nanny's epic. She loves Nooni and Nooni loves her.
Yeah, if anyone goes to Ibiza and needs a nanny, we've got the best one. So reach out and we'll share her deets.
She came very highly recommended and very skilled and it was just like,
she was actually thinking that we were just punters going to the festival though and we were actually going to be camping with Minnie at the festival, which was just fucking amazing.
She was like, she couldn't believe it when we were checking into accommodation and we were getting ready to go backstage and she's like, so I don't understand, aren't you just camping at this festival and just going like guests? Yeah. Like, you know, like, didn't you buy tickets?
That was the first weekend of like Elle and Minnie on tour and we basically, that was the first weekend that it, like the weekend that Elodie gave up pumping. So she's like come in hot with all their pumping. She's like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to pump. I'm going to do all this. That lasted 2 seconds, but we basically had 5 minutes to get from like the plane, hotel, straight to the show.
Tour life is gnarly. It's just like you don't have a minute to yourself. Like we got into the hotel. We had 15 minutes before we had, like we had to get ready in 15 minutes, had to bath her, pump, get ready. You came and bathed her actually. I was like, don't you need to be doing shit? That was just like stressy. But
see,
fun.
For me, it's different. Honestly, yeah, I just live for that shit. So like I've always been on the go with that, so it never bothers me. I think it's when I stop is when I'm like, ah. But I feel like that whole weekend was the funnest weekend ever. We were just going jet, festival, going to the hotels, cruising, just doing the funnest stuff. And she was running amok.
She was running amok.
Like what she's doing right now.
Right. And like some of them was like two shows in one day in different countries. Like, and what about Nooni at that bush doof?
We went to it was called Perucaville actually and it was a festival and I believe it was in
France.
Yeah. And when you get to the festival, there's like in the artist area, there's like a McDonald's
truck. Talking about Perucaville. Yeah. Sorry, I thought we're talking
That's
about.
That's not in France.
No, Perucaville was in Belgium. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like a McDonald's, full free McDonald's like truck in the back artist area and we basically didn't muck. We had like 15 minutes to get from the car to the stage and we're like, we can absolutely fit in some Maccas in here.
No, that's the best shit ever. They had a proper McDonald's stand at a festival and their food was better than the McDonald's. Like the chicken nuggets were insane. Had McFluffies.
McFluffies.
I love that joint. That was so good. And then basically, yeah, we just jetted around, didn't we?
So, yeah, I'd say the love affair really kicked off between Minnie Moo and Uncle Nooni when we went to Europe.
It started again as well where he was saying like, do you reckon she's going to remember me? Do you reckon me? And like he's got this thing etched in his mind that she's going to forget him all of a sudden. Like, but I think she knows you better than anyone.
I don't know about that. The first day she got to Europe, mate, I went to grab her and she absolutely was just like, who is this Martian?
She wasn't happy for like the first like, day and then you're so persistent though. You're just like, nah, I'm gonna win her over. And then it was just like he put in the hard yards and she never looked back and she was like, she basically doesn't like me and Chloe near
the Minnie and Fish tour begun.
It did.
But it was so epic to like, I don't know, for us obviously I've never had a fucking jet. So like to have that jet for the whole summer, but then have this little munchkin experience that with us was so sick. Like just having her up in the air, like just it was fucking unbelievable. Like I remember we'd be eating like sushi and all that, and there she is just in the little hallway of the plane with her little blankie just out cold. It was like those moments were amazing. And then like just getting her off the plane and getting photos with her around, like she's gonna have no fucking idea right now how good that was. When she gets to 20, she's gonna be like, where's this shit?
Mum, where's your jet? This sucks.
Oh, it's just going to be like, well, I needed that now.
Most people start from the bottom. Minnie started from the top and now she's going down.
And like even just like the pilots, like remember when the pilot bought her a teddy bear and shit? Like that was so sick.
No, she was literally an attraction.
No, people, she was the star of the
before
show.
Before she even became famous on social media, she was famous on the island. Like every single place we would go to eat and drink and all that sort of stuff, like our favourite restaurant in Ibiza is called Fish Shack and we go there like I think we eat there 3 or 4 times a week at the very minimum. Yeah. And there's this one young boy that was working there at the time and he's like, Mini Linda. And then so now that's another nickname of hers is Mini Linda.
Mate,
we couldn't get a fucking table at that joint. We'd have to line up. As soon as we had Mini, table out the back for the family.
Mini Linda,
there they are.
Mini Linda.
Mini Linda, come right. drive-through.
You'd normally have to wait so long to order food and they'd just be like, what would Minnie Linda love to eat? Oh, she loves some fish or some chops. And I'm just like, this is perfect.
Seriously.
And then I remember when like Minnie left, obviously I'm jumping the gun here, but when she left, I thought, oh my God, we're going back to this restaurant. Are they going to give us a fucking table here without this baby? I was like, fuck, we're going to have to steal one or something.
We
to get
only
a table
got the table because it was low season.
And the dude's like, where's Minnie Linda? But anyway, you know, like just having her on that trip to start off was just so special. It was amazing. So amazing.
Oi, and then like we'd be walking down the street and cars would go past. And I remember that time someone was like, Minnie Linda. And I was like,
we were like, what? We're on the complete opposite side of the island and that happened. And I'm like, this chick's fully famous. Like, I think that we need to like.
Well, it all began in France when I played that show, and obviously you filmed that video of it going viral, and I basically did a little peekaboo with her, and she was just frothing out. I think it was just like an overload for of how good it was, and we put that video up, and mate, we dead set. I remember I don't know if we got on a plane or we went to sleep or something, and woke up in the morning, and that thing had gone through the roof.
I know. Like, I remember because like our filmer was there as well and we were like, oh, is this the one? And I'm like, I promise you right now, you put this video up that I just filmed on my stories and this thing's going to go viral. I promise you. And literally, yeah, exactly what you did.
You
it was like,
me and
I don't
Fish
know. I just, I like that rawness sometimes. Like I just, it was real. Just so real.
It but
just,
like it was just her little head.
Oh, like, so mate, happy.
That was the happiest baby ever on the planet, just frothing to be there hanging out with us. Just come off a jet. Straight onto the big show, bit of peekaboo, and she was just up roaring.
So to give you a picture, like Fish is literally on stage playing to like all these thousands of people. Minnie's also backstage, but then Fish turns around and notices Minnie, and then they have like this little moment where he's playing peekaboo while he's literally like probably dropping, losing it, and they're having like this sick little moment, and it's so cute. And Chloe filmed the whole thing, and she's
and then as soon as I put losing it on,
she fell asleep.
She fell asleep.
Jeez. Still works.
Not for Minnie.
Well, she had her little headphones on, and I think that just environment, I think because, you know, people say have like asked us so much how it is traveling with a baby, and honestly, I feel like her age when we were on the road and everything like that was so good. She just adapted to everything, and like with her little headphones on, she had a little, well, she definitely didn't have a beanie on this one, but yeah, she was in the little carrier and she was just so comfortable. It was like her little happy place. And she's like, losing it comes on, nap time.
She thrived over there. Like she was her happy, like that was the best thing I ever could have done. I really think is bring her overseas. Like,
oh, mate.
If you got a little tot and you want to go
away. The best
away,
thing
I think
about you,
young.
Elodie, though, and like hats off to you because like you're a single mum and just to do that by yourself, to fly over that far to where we were is just insane. And like, I just babysat Minnie by myself for 2 days and I was like, how the fuck does Elodie do this every day? You don't get shit done. And like you, hats off. But I'm just saying like even over there, she was just on our schedule. It was so cool. Like we'd be out at dinner at 10 p.m. and she was just still cruising with us, or we'd go here and do this, and she was just a part of everything.
Yeah.
That didn't have much of a routine.
There was no routine at all. And it was just so cool because people, I feel like in Europe too, like the Spanish people, they love babies.
Yes.
So they would just see her out at night and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Linda. Linda.
Linda.
And just grab her. And I feel like, mate, she's going to grow up and see this shit and be like, wow.
I know. Hey,
what an adventure I was on.
She's definitely, I'm going to have to figure out how I can keep this high life up for Minnie Moo.
Middle seat economy, bruh.
Yeah, we've been on a bunch of flights now and I'm just like, no, Minnie, this will not be the jet and you will not be getting served sashimi on this plane.
But, like, even after that video had popped off and, like, I went back to America. You girls didn't come with me for this show, but you were still in Europe. And I'll never forget, I was playing this show and this chick had a fucking cutout of Minnie's head that from that same video with, like, LED lights around it and, like, pointing it up like this. And then her husband had, like, another sign with Noonie.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on here, right?
How wild.
So after my show, I just literally bolted into the crowd and people were like, Fisher. And I'm like, fuck off. And I was like trying to find this lady in front of like 8,000 people. I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to find this chick. And then all of a sudden, boom, Minnie's head comes popping up and I was like, I need this shit right now.
He brought it all the way home from America to Ibiza.
It was Yeah, remember I had
Is
that
it
thing?
In LA now?
Nah, it's still there. We've got it.
Oh, my
And the best thing was when Minnie woke up that morning, I remember, like, I was so excited to show her. No, but she didn't know. She was like, I'm not into this shit. What is that? I'm like, that's you.
Yeah, that's right. She was scared of it because we'd turn on the lights and she was, like, screaming at it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But those heads are popping up everywhere.
Oh, there was one in Ibiza. They're all over the joint.
I feel like when we're watching the shows as well, like, you know how people hold their phones up, there's actually more phones being held up saying, where's Noonie, Darlene Shine, Elodie Clark, like, than Fisher, no offence, but, like, it's true.
I mean, like,
no, it's seriously true. Every week in Ibiza, it's, like, crazy. It's like, wow.
But my favourite bit is, like, why isn't Noonie in the club? I'm like, because she's fucking won.
Yeah, she's asleep, brother.
Like, what, you want her to pay your bill? What's going on here? That was a one-off.
Yeah.
See her in 17 years, mate.
So many people.
Like, are you kidding? Where's Noonie? In bed.
In bed, where she belongs, asleep. It's midnight.
Drinking some milk.
Yeah.
Munching on her dummy like she does best.
And, like, when I tell these girls in the crowd, I'm like, they're like, where's Noonie? I'm like, I'm paid to see her. I'm like, well, mate.
We only came for Noonie.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. Like, they actually legit get pissed off at me when Noonie's not at the show.
What
like,
about
I'm not even exaggerating about it. It's like, I'm like, are you actually getting angry right now that a one-year-old ain't in a fucking nightclub?
What about the Noonie merch, the hats and the T-shirts and shit?
That people are actually making their own.
But it's so amazing. I love it. It's fucking cracks me up. Like, even in Sydney, out of all the 29,000 that were there, there's that one side. Where's Minnie Moo? And I'm like, that is the best shit I've ever seen.
Actually,
everywhere. It's all around the world. The thing is, like, it's in countries that where they don't speak English. their language is not, their first language is not English.
Oh, so like, they don't,
and they still know that that baby is like, where's Noonie? Where's Minnie? Like,
what's next for Noonie, do we think? Like, what, well, she's gone to the
F1. I think she's on the runway.
Yeah, runway!
She's gone to the F1. She's gone to a Fisher Festival. She's been on a private jet. She's.
And the other day, the other day in Melbourne was so funny with her too. Like, when we had her in the VIP and Elodie had her on the front, and seriously, people were fucking like she was Madonna. They were like, Nene, Mimi. And like, she's just sucking on a dummy, like,
literally,
that chick over there is going a bit berserk over something. I don't know what fucking wrong with her. She didn't give a
shit. People are like, it's Minnie. Oh, my God, I'm so starstruck by her. And she's just looking at them going, what the fuck? Like,
basically, who are these people?
Wow. I wonder what goes through her head, honestly.
I don't know, but she's an angel.
But, yeah, so Elle, like, came in hot from – she was actually in Greece before coming to Ibiza, and it was so sad because her travel day in the lead-up to Ibiza was just an absolute nightmare. This chick was disheveled when she, like, comes around the corner when I went to pick her up. It ended up – she was meant to land at, like, 3 p.m. and it got to about 11 p.m. She was so delayed, and then they lost her luggage. So you can imagine by the time she comes around this corner, she's, like, sweating. Minnie's just
– I stank.
Over it. No luggage. We basically run straight in to our amazing nanny – it was like
she was
just the best thing ever, Sarasa.
And Minnie and Sarasa fell in love with each other
I've
straight away.
I've never seen an adult like play games and sing and stuff like that. Like,
so cute.
Yeah, the nanny.
And she spoke Spanish to Minnie.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah, the whole of our fucking Ibiza summer together, you didn't spew once. I even told the guys at the club who had the bands picking us up, I was like, listen, one of my friends is coming to stay. And I'm just going to warn you right now that this chick's a spewer. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, she's going to spew in this car regardless one of these times. And they're like, fuck, how do we deal with that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Sorted it out.
She didn't. Like, she was on her best behavior. It was really good. And I think as well, like, obviously she's a bit of a changed woman now that she's a mother. And we had, like, obviously Minnie Moo.
Kidding?
No, but like she wasn't.
I was so taking proper. It easy.
She wasn't like a messy drunk, like what she can be. Like, you know what she can be like, Paul. Come on, give her some.
I was a little bit like, okay, I'm in Europe. I had pep talked myself before I got there. Like, I've got Minnie. I'm a mum now. It's going to be way too fun. It's going to be hard not to get carried away, but I need to be a good boy and not drink too much and just not spew on people and just like.
You were on.
I was on, but not too. On that I was
nah,
off.
You're on. You
but on, on,
you,
off, on.
Yeah, you're on, off, on.
On, on, not off,
on. On.
But these two would come home from the club and, like, Paul would usually play until around 7 a.m. and I'm – that is so far beyond my bedtime that I don't want to look at a soul. We walk out of that club and it's pure daylight and I'm like, no one look at me, no one talk to me, get me from the fucking club to my house, and I walk straight in the door and, like, don't even talk to the two of them, beeline it straight out to my room, shower, and I'm in bed to get a few hours sleep.
You and Minnie.
These two muck around in the kitchen for hours.
That was one of the funnest nights. Like, oh, we did that heaps, but, like, me and Fish just fucking have cook-ups and cook random shit in the oven.
Talk shit.
Fucking
roll around
she's
the kitchen
floor. She's got a whole
floor.
Other language. I don't even know what she's saying. Just bah, 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 pizza. Bah, bah. I'm just like, wow, righto.
You can fucking talk.
Oh, my God. So good.
We actually do speak a similar language, thank God.
Yeah, you understand and each other.
You understand it really well and just roll your fucking eyes at it.
Yeah. You guys have your own little language.
I have to just say one thing about Chloe, though, when she says, I just want to go to bed. And, like, you know, when it's her time, she's done. This chick can be the life of the party, host yeah. everyone. Like, I'm DJing in this club. She's got 20 people that have flown from all over the world to come see this show. And she's just, like, on fire. They're just like, we love you, chick. She's going mad out the back. She's on. And then she'll just look at me and go, I'm done. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean you're done? She's like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, mate, you're
seriously?
Just getting going. You're on fire right now. Nah. Had my time, I'm out. And, mate, I'll watch this chick just beeline for the door, gone, and just leave me in
I
the car.
I very often she don't say goodbye.
Switch. Nah.
Whereas we need to wind down.
Nah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not. I'm
she's
like
just done.
Seriously?
Black and white
and that,
for me.
That was like every Wednesday. Every Wednesday in Ibiza, like, besides you always being there, like, I literally would have, no word of a lie, 20 people coming from Brazil or I'd have yeah. them from Australia or I'd have Americans or, like, just everywhere. And, like,
I
I'm DJing, so,
it.
Like, That's what I'm – I can't host these guys to, if they want to go to one yeah. certain part of the club. So Chloe's, like, basically the other half of that.
Yeah.
And, like, no word of lie, I would watch. I'm playing and I could see Chloe in the back corner with everyone. She's like, so that's the VIP over here. The disco toilets are right over here.
Come on, I'll do
then
a tour.
Then we've got the teepees out the back. Let's go get a drink, everyone, now. Everyone hold hands. We're out of here.
Everyone hold
her. No, you actually have to because the club's that busy. So
oh,
you're like, come
mate.
On, we'll go to the disco toilet because there's a toilet at the club in Ibiza. It's my favourite place.
Oh, my God.
I actually DJed there.
We need to give the kitchen queen a moment, doll.
Yeah, so I did DJ there one night because in the toilets in Ibiza, so there's like in the club that Paul plays at, Hype, best club, actually
best
voted
club.
Best club in the world. Amazing.
So fun.
So
props
to them. It is the fucking best club in the world. But, yeah, so the bathrooms in the club, there's, like, strips of toilets up either side and then in the middle there's a full DJ booth. So that party, I cannot explain to you. The music that is played in that bathroom is the funkiest, funnest shit
ever. It's
just
all 80s, 90s.
Mate.
It's
going off.
Like, honestly, I can be in there the whole night and I will not leave. And so, yeah, I do the tours around, I do that, and then I swing through the other mini, like, other clubs.
People can't believe that is a toilet.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
like,
it.
I don't know
unreal.
If you guys might have to show a photo of this on your...
Yeah, I'll show you where my DJ set.
Yeah, on your socials. But, like, it's literally a fucking toilet and it's seriously, I reckon, top
roof.
Three best fucking nightclubs in the world just
best
in that little room.
In the world,
like, it
sure.
is pumping. Mate, people are coming out of the dunny from just, like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're coming
shitting.
Out and they're just, like, flicking the wrist out there, like, yeah, straight into, like, a world-class DJ going mad. It's honestly my favourite room in the whole club
so
and I'm
good.
In the main room.
Seriously.
I'm like,
but when you were playing, it was the packedest it's ever been, right?
Honestly, it was just the funnest thing ever. I went back to back with my mate Dave Ziller and it was just the funnest thing ever. Like when people are like, I mean, it's like a tiny
a
dot
vibe.
Of what you feel
it's
every day. And
it's
I was
a
like,
vibe.
Vibing.
And
you and Dave did so well together.
Yeah, another thing is it's so funny. Chloe, when she was getting ready for that show, it's just so good. She's like, you better be fucking front and center because I'm front and center at every one of your fucking shows. I'm like, yes, darling, I'll be front and center. It's on. Don't worry. And, like, I would, like, take my eyes off her for, like, a fucking second just to talk to someone. She's like, did you see what I just did? Did you see it? And I'm like, yes, I've fucking seen it. You're on. So then the whole time I'm at the front like sweating. Meanwhile, I've got to go play for 4 hours. I'm thinking, give her all your energy, fish. Give her all your energy.
Oh, make sure you've got none left in the tank for your show. Otherwise, she'll be cranky.
Oh, it's so good.
Fuck, it was
fun.
That
was the best night. That might be one of the best nights we had in Ibiza.
But just, oh, fuck, I but don't I think know. It, so but good. I think just living together, like we said before, as a whole, was just like we've like naturally become this like really weird situational family. Like I can't like we all have our roles. We all have our roles, and like it just. It naturally works. Like, honestly, we really didn't get in one argument.
We did not fight
at all. Like, we had, like, you know, Elodie would wake up and be like, I'm so fucking tired, I haven't slept. Or, like, you know, Minnie was up. Then we'd be like, okay, you sleep, we'll take me. Like,
oh, my God. The one thing talking about sleep is I'll never forget. I was driving with Elodie one day and she was so focused on a thought.
One of our drives, we'd trip off and have some drives together.
And I was like, you'd be an acupuncture chick. I was like, what is this chick thinking? And she's like, do you reckon Chloe sleeps a lot? And I was like, well, I haven't really thought about it, but I'm thinking I've never really seen her sleep. So then anyway.
What?
I know, it was so weird. But then as the saga went on, I remember like Chloe, I was like, fuck, she is having another nap. Like, how many naps does this chick want? And then all of a sudden Elodie be like, oh, I'm kind of tired. I might go for a nap. And I was like, mate, you were just as bad as her. You chicks were napping all over the joint.
Honestly,
it was so gnarly. And then I just like caught this phase of you girls just like blaming each other for sleeping too much. And it was like on par.
You'd be scared to shut an eye in the household because if I was like lying on the couch watching like TV and I fucking shut my eyes for 2 seconds, Elodie takes a photo, sends it straight to Paul. And the same thing with me. As soon as I see her like lay down, I'm like, oh yeah, you comfy there, sis? Do you want a blankie or anything? As soon as she closes her eyes, photo, send it to Paul. Like, what was that?
It's like a nap competition.
My favorite would be Ellie's like, how you going over there with mini bras? Is it all good? And I'm like, she goes, oh, I might just duck upstairs for a quick minute. And I'm like, what? What are you going to do? Have a nap? Oh, I was thinking about it.
Honestly, you have to take them where you can get them. You have to
take them where you can get them. I was running on fucking fumes, mate, over there.
He does not nap. This one does not nap.
That's his own fault.
It is. Me and Chloe, we love our fucking naps. But like, we'd get jealous of each other. It's like, when Chloe would get some really good sleep in, I'd be like literally so jealous that I'd get angry. I'd be like,
that would be the only time that we'd get a little bit.
And you'd literally nap for like, ever. Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe she can sleep this long.
I am a good napper. Jealous. I really do love, like, I feel like if I get enough sleep, I'm sweet. But if I'm lacking in sleep, it's not good.
But like, yeah, like what one of you just said before, but it's like wherever you could find sleep, you'd take it. And like, I just remember we'd have a beautiful jet and my tour manager would fucking get on this jet and you'd just hear him go,
no,
I'm like,
straight
nah,
away.
Mate, the thing hadn't even taken off and no one could sleep on this jet. And this is when we were meant to be getting our sleep.
What?
And this dude would just be chopping trees down. I was like, I can't handle this shit. It is too much.
Chopping
remember,
trees.
I'd be like, one, and be like, I'm not even sleeping.
We ended up
making headphones on that shit.
Oh, it was so good. So good.
Where were we at?
I remember that dinner we were at with Sophie and Julie and Chloe was going, so girls, like it's already 10. Fish has got a play at 3. So I'm just thinking like, can we just duck home for a little, like she was like saying, can we just duck home for a little nap? And then Soph was
I was really thinking of going home for a nap because I liked doing that.
Yeah. And I was like already drunk and frothing.
Your mind was not it's not happening. Zone.
And then Soph was like, it's not napping. And then that just became
honestly,
like,
yeah.
Hey, you know what though? I remember I tried a nap before one of the shows in Ibiza and I did 2 hours. And I woke up in the worst mood ever. It was so gnarly.
You don't want to be sleep. Like, I mean,
those naps for me, I just can't nap, period.
When
it's
you
just
know
not
you have
thing.
To get up in like 2 hours, you're not really sleeping deeply, eh?
No, that was the problem. I was going into a fucking deep sleep and then being woken up. I feel like that's the worst thing that could ever happen.
Yeah, now fuck that. And then having to go and hold a crowd, brother.
But do you want to talk about the one thing that really bothered you like the most in the whole trip about us? Is what we wore.
Oh, my God. Go. Rip in.
Rip in. Come on. We've been waiting for this. Tell the people.
No, basically these girls, like, let's not beat around the bush here. Like, There's Zara. There's beautiful shops. You can still go.
Where I shop.
Yeah, you can go get them. Oh, I don't know.
Where fucking, I shop.
Mate, she's.
I do love Zara.
I don't know. Anyway, the thing that got me the most was every time I'd hear you girls at night getting ready for one of shows, you're like, I just have nothing to wear. Do you have anything? Chloe'd be like, well, I wore this pillowcase last week. You could use a bit of rope with it and we'd be sweet. And then Elodie be in there going, well, I could always use my bed sheet and just wrap that around me like Jesus. And I'm like, listen honestly, to these fucking chicks, mate. They have nothing. They'd be literally wearing like the fucking nanny's potato sack that she'd bring over full of toys. And I was like, go down the street and buy yourself some clothes.
We
and like literally
looks good.
You know what? No.
We never wore pillow seats or sheets.
No, but it was basically you look like that. Like, Chloe, have you ever heard of an iron? Like some of the shit I'd be like, are you kidding?
Just because you're meticulous about every little bloody
crease. My favorite thing was I went away to America and I came back and I was on the phone to Chloe and I was like, what have you guys been doing? You're like, we just went shopping. You're going to love everything we got. I'm like, fuck, how good's this? They're going to have new clothes and look like fucking rats. And I was like, this is awesome. And I get back and you girls have gone shopping for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what'd you get yourselves? And I was just like, wow.
We're still Ellen's
like, well,
rags.
I got this like shirt, but I don't know about it. I'm like, oh. My God. But I felt like Elodie would actually piss her pants when she'd come down the stairs and I'd be sitting there waiting for her and she'd go,
it's so scary.
How does this look? Is this shit? And I'm like, are you kidding?
I'm
It's a scary situation. It was scary because like we didn't care about
scary.
Like
but
we used to pump each other's tires and then we'd be like, fuck, you go down
but
first.
Like,
yeah,
but
you
like,
go down first.
To be honest, when I'm saying like Zara and shit is because like Chloe's a bit of a tight ass and I'm like, yeah. Go and spend your money. Like go on, go to Louis Vuitton and get that nice silk shirt. Whatever.
No.
But then this girl kind of started living the whole life. I'd come back from trips and I'd be like, whose Gucci sandals are they? And Ellie's like, I treated myself, doll.
I've been hanging out with you for too long.
Started getting the fucking wallet and all sorts of shit. I was like, wow.
It was always when Chloe would be at acupuncture, me and him would go for a drive or go shopping or something. I'd get like a bit like spendy because I didn't have the tight ass in my ear.
You don't need those shoelaces. You can get them at Bunnings for fucking 5 cents. No. Wait till you get home in 3 months. We got that Jesus rope. We'll use that all day. Just wash those sheets. They'll look good. We can tie dye them or something and use them then.
Just put the pillowcase on your feet.
Mate.
Look, I always think that I look good, so that's...
You always do. But I don't know what he's
when
talking
in doubt,
about.
I always just wear a little black dress. So, like, that's fine.
Yeah, you do look beautiful. And then you're wearing fucking blankets. I'm like, what's doing? Show these rigs off, mate. Like,
we wear blankets around the house.
No, like, you wear blankets everywhere, mate.
No, but then...
You want to know something?
Yeah.
There's a photo of three. There's photos from 3 months of flying on the jet, and Chloe's in this same fucking army brown outfit that she wears every. She hops out of bed and puts it on. She goes, "Hey, babe, do you reckon this looks good?" I'm like, "You've worn that for fucking 6 weeks straight," and she's like,
"Travel outfit,
it's comfy. It's my travel outfit." I'm like, "Mate." Every photo, people are like looking amazing for their fucking jet photo, and there's Chloe in the corner like, "How's my hair look?" I'm like. How's your fucking commando outfit going that you've worn 785 times?
But I like.
It was like Chloe just sat there in the one spot and got everyone during the weeks just to come and get a photo with her there. Like, just get your photo now with me in this shit.
No, but I always just had my one travel comfy outfit. Like, who the fuck dresses up?
Mate,
travel?
You went to the clubs
the
in
jet,
that shit.
You got to dress up.
She calls it a travel get up, mate. We'd go from the jet to the hotel,
we
from the hotel to the club.
No, but what about we came home and then you, well, you were still over in LA for a while and then you came home. We were like dressing up to go out and Fisher's like calling us going, why the fuck do you girls now look really nice? Like you're wearing itty bitty cute dresses, like looking really
good. I bring
good.
You out for dinner every day of the week and you just don't look nice and then I go away and you girls just get the nanny and dress to the dimes.
I tell you what though, you figured it out towards the end because you girls did look smoking hot towards the end.
Because we got abused now for like 3 months and then we decided we need to try.
Now you got alterations on the sheets.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we got a seamstress
we
to show
seamstress.
The doona cover up.
Oh, fuck.
How good.
Good times.
Such good times.
So
I just
much.
Miss the food so much.
Oh, yeah. God. Fuck, me too. The endless baguettes just Fish would complain every day that we didn't feed him.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm malnourished. I'm like, shut up. You know where the supermarket is. Go down and buy yourself some food.
Me and Chloe were so lazy. We'd grab a couple of like frozen pizzas. We'd be like, there's fucking pizzas in the freezer. Sort yourself out.
The amount of pizzas I ate, I was just like, fuck, I thought I was going to turn into one.
I think with Paul, like, it actually just has to be in front of his face and then he'll eat it. Like, I actually discovered that today I had soup in the fridge and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's heaps of soup in the fridge. We can eat. Like, he'd be like, what's for lunch? Oh, I'm like, there's shit in the fridge. But I was like, well, I'll just heat this up and just leave it on the kitchen bench. And what do you know? He ate it because he was like, he didn't have to do it, but he just was physically in front of him.
Lazy.
Oh, sorry. I was at 1,500 shows while you guys were sitting on Ibiza sunbaking in beautiful fucking clubhouses or whatever you want to call them. Beach houses or whatever.
Someone's got to do it, babe.
Hey, babe, where are you guys? Me and Elodie are just down at Nobu. We've just ordered some sashimi. And we're just cruising by the pool. What are you doing? I've just played 750 shows. I'll be home in 2 days. All right, babe, we'll have everything ready for you. Get home, there's just crumbs and shit everywhere. Nothing for fish.
The
hardest thing is because when we do go into a big fat grocery shop, we get so excited. We want to go out for all these like fucking epic dinners that none of the food gets used. So it's like this cycle of like we want healthy food at home, but we're never really going to ever eat it, are we?
Yeah, exactly.
You eat it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do because you guys don't eat, I swear. I eat all day. I'm hungry all the time. You guys don't.
Can we have a name for the three of us, like, and Minnie?
Noonie fam. Minnie's coming back on tour. Where are we going?
Ibiza obviously has to be on the cards again, but Elodie's got to go home and do dog duties before we steal her again.
But, like, you know, when you look back at that trip, we were living the dream.
Yeah.
Best nightclubs, best festivals, just running amok,
the talking
beautiful
shit. Beautiful water and beach.
Just having the best time, eating the best food ever. Like, we were brown.
We were tanned.
My rig was looking phenomenal. I was like, this is the best time ever. That was probably the best year I've ever had with all of us. Like,
it was
amazing.
Pretty depressing when you guys left.
But to be honest, like, you know, the best thing about that whole Europe trip, and like, anyone can do this, but the thing is going out there and just checking those countries out together, having friends coming in from everywhere. I don't know. I just had the best time.
The thing about you guys is, and like, yeah, it looked like the high life and it was the high life. Like we fucking had everything. But I want people to know that it was so wholesome. Like you guys are the most down to earth, wholesome fucking people that literally can be.
Like Paul said before, like we've never really done that before. And like, you know, he's worked his absolute fucking ass off to get to where we are today. And that jet, the only reason why we actually had the jet this season is because he decided to play so many fucking shows that we physically would not have been able to get to all those shows on commercial with the state of the travel.
The other day was so funny. We were flying from fucking Brisbane to Sydney or something. And Cody, who's my booking agent and Brett's my manager, they were sitting with me on the plane and she was on the other side. And they were like, just before that, they're like, hey, we're not going to do as many shows as last year. Like, that was just gnarly. And fucking, I just seen the 2023 come up, mate. I reckon we're doing more shows.
Yeah.
No shit. I was like, guys.
I can't say no. I'm like, mate, it took me 14 years to get here. I'm like, I'm fucking going to play as many as I can.
Time to shine.
Listen, I fucking love my job.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of it. Even when I have like one weekend off, I'm like, wish I played there.
Would
have been, yeah, I love it. And like, I'm just so glad that I have a beautiful wife that lets me do what I do.
Literally.
You know, because it's not like, it's not the easiest. We're fucking bouncing left, right, and center.
It's a crazy life.
It is a crazy life, but it's the best life. I fucking love it. And I'm just glad that she loves it as well because there's some people that don't even want to leave their street. I had this one lady go to me, I don't know how you do it. I said, I don't know how you fucking do it.
Literally.
Mate, what? Fucking hell.
Get out and smell
the roses.
I never thought that I would get itchy feet from being at home. Like I always, you know, I obviously love being on the road now, but it definitely took me a really long time to be able to find that, like surrender to the fact that this was us, you know. I think that was like quite, didn't it, babe? Like it took me fucking years to be like, okay, like, no, nah, this is what I'm doing.
Because like, you always did have career stuff that you wanted to do. So you were like, you know what? I've just actually got to fucking do this now because this is, I love, like, we're together. You guys are a unit and this is what we're doing.
Yeah. So it eventually just like got to the point. And I obviously still, I can't not work for some reason. I've got like this, I just have to work. And that's why like I do all his merchandise. And I obviously, we started Darling Shine and then, but yeah, here we are.
Here we are. But I just want to say the biggest heartfelt thank you to both of you for adopting me and Minnie and taking me overseas and giving us those life experiences that we would never, ever, ever do in our lives. Like, we were never going to go on a fucking jet or a big fat yacht that, like, what the hell? We're so grateful. I love you guys so much. I literally consider you brother and sister. I mean, you know this shit, but.
I feel like it.
It's so good.
It's better it's having so you guys good. On the road with us. I just fucking love it.
Honestly, I think it like,
I feel like
you don't want to even go out or you want to go home because you're like, well, we have Minnie tomorrow. Like we get to get up and we get to cuddle with her in the mornings. Grounds, but she's getting bigger. Well, she's not going to want
it. It grounds me a lot as well. Like I get excited. I don't know. It's like, is it weird that your best mate's a one-year-old?
Literally, Fisher like, always says this. He's always like, my best friend's one.
Oh, it's just so classic. But yeah, no.
Do you think worries. Do you think that
no worries. Love you, bro.
What was I gonna say? Do you think that your relationship with Minnie has changed you as a person though?
Yeah, 100%.
Bit less OCD around.
No, I just it's so funny. Like I just feel she just spewed all over my couch the other day. And like it was not like a little spew, it was gnarly, and I just didn't give a fuck.
Which is like a big step in the right
direction.
Like
just that kind of shit. Like she can just do whatever she wants with me. And like it's just what I said earlier in the show. She's just a breath of fresh air for me because like I can go just cruise with her. I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to worry about anything. She just wants to cruise. And it's just for me, it's really made me a little bit mellow. Like I just cruise. It's just like she makes me cruise. And it's so funny because she is full on like during the, you know, like. When I've looked after her by myself, I'm like, have a nap.
Yeah, leave.
Let's have a nap here. We can come back, recharge the batteries. We're both going to be better. Like I'm walking around my house with one eye going, it's so gnarly. But
I mean, he's like, it's not napping.
Yeah, it's not napping. But like, yeah, she's definitely changed me in some ways. Not like fully. I just think that like she's made me appreciate babies.
Mm.
Like that, I think if you were to say, has it changed me? It's changed me like that because like forever Chloe's always wanted kids.
Mm.
I never really did. And, you know, obviously we went through the process and then I was like, no, I'm really ready for babies. I really want them. And then Minnie came along and like for me now it's changed completely. All I want is a kid for me and Chloe, you know. And like just hanging with her and doing the things I've done with her, it's like it's just so fucking amazing, you know. And it's different for me because I'm always around people and shit and she just kind of, it's a different kind of environment. And so I love it. So like, yeah, it definitely has changed me in that aspect for sure.
You two are just going to be the best parents in the world. And I just.
Yeah, but that's thanks to you, you know, letting us hang with Minnie and that. I feel like for me personally, Chloe's always been good with babies. But again, like I'm being honest, like me just hanging with this baby is just like changed my whole outlook on everything, you know.
Kind of brings you back. It grounds
It's an amazing thing. It's so amazing. And like, you know, I still have friends that are like, they're not even, they're like what I was thinking, you know, I don't want kids, like I'm cruising thing. But I'm like, mate, wait till one hits you in the right spot. It's so gnarly.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing.
Like Minnie's, she came at the right time or something.
Yeah. And Minnie, again, like Minnie's, Minnie's not like my baby or anything, but like, it's just, again, that, feeling of being around her and stuff, it's just changed me like that for sure, 100%.
And I think as well for us, like talking about our journey too, I think that Minnie came just like at the right time for like all of us. And like, I don't want to take that away from you or anything like that, but like it was at a time where like, you know, we were both trying, you'd lost Chum. Like, I don't know how to like say what I'm trying to say, but like I'm
the same.
I'm like spewing obviously that, and I'm trying at this moment in time, I'm trying not to put any negativity on like my journey, but like I'm kind of grateful in a way that our journey has evolved the way that it has because it's allowed us to have this moment with Minnie. And I think that it's like, this is what the universe, I know this sounds fucking weird and woo-woo and I sound crazy, but like I think that maybe the reason why we haven't been blessed with our baby yet was because the universe really wanted us to be able to be there like wholly and solely for Minnie and you. Because like imagine if like we were doing IVF at the same time, obviously. Like imagine if it worked for both of us, how preoccupied we would, you know how fucking busy, like we're just so lucky that we have been able to have Minnie Moo and like have these special moments with her. Like It's just mate, like, you know what I mean?
So lucky. And I'm 100% so
like, yeah.
So grateful. I just feel like Chump would just be so fucking proud and grateful that you two have just stepped the fuck up, like, and my brother as well, and just taken her on with me.
Yeah.
And my mom, and like, you know, everyone around us, but like you two in particular, you're fucking there. You're literally her second parent.
But like also Elodie always says, like, when you have your own kid, you're just gonna put Minnie on the back burner. I'm like, I'm like, no, like,
don't
I'm
forget
not,
about Noonie.
I just think when she goes through a teeth stage and she's missing teeth, I might fucking give that a skip. But no, or the death breath. No, I'm joking.
Death
but like,
breath.
Honestly, I have a bond with this kid, and it's never going to be broken. Like, I love her so much, and like, I just can't wait to. I even told Chloe the other night. I'm like, mate, when we have kids, we're never forgetting about this baby. Well, it just depends on the dude that you end up with.
Yeah, I know. Chloe. Oi, Fish goes, it just depends on the dude that you end up getting with. I'm not.
Well, he could be a cockhead and won't let us near her. And I'll be like, well, fuck.
Oh, my God. That's just not happening anytime ever
but,
soon. I'm.
You know, I just want to say.
I'm dating
like,
Minnie.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there to go pick her up from this kindergarten. I can't wait to see her at school. Like those moments, I think about those moments with her. I'm like, it's going to be fucking epic.
Now we have Minnie in the studio.
Now we have Minnie in the studio and she is obsessed with her godparents and you two are going to be the best parents in the world. And I can't wait for you guys to bring a little sister or brother into the world for Minnie Moo.
Yay, Minnie.
It's this weird blended family.
Minnie, noonie, 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 noonie.
You want to cuddle him?